Our speaker tonight really needs no introduction, Dr. Robert Terry Rigsby, who's been a great blessing to me and a picture of grace under pressure and even humor under pressure. Without any further ado, Dr. Rigsby.
And he had his fingers crossed saying that your prayers weren't answered. I haven't gone away in 6 months, so keep praying. I always said there's people more nervous than I when I preach. That's Peggy, and by the way, she didn't text me her message because she's sick. Pray for Peggy. She's got the things called shingles. I don't think that's stuff on your roof. And then there's Dr. Barber. He never knows what I'm going to say. But he's here anyhow. But don't feel bad. I don't know what I'm going to say, Dr. Barber, so we're good. Nothing changed about that. Now, I've already been by the teenagers. I know where you're at. Brother Tyler told me that I need to watch you. So I'm watching. I'm Bob Cousy. I can see peripheral vision, both sides. Amen, teenagers? Is he kidding? Watch me. All right, I'm here for a twofold reason. I'll preach to you in a moment. But I have a new title. I've been called a lot of things. Administrator, principal, associate pastor. I am now field representative of the Norris Bible Baptist Seminary. I'm going to brag on myself that there isn't anybody any better that can do it. Well, why do you say that, Brother Rigsby? Because I've been at it 32 years. So I'm going to tell you about the school, and I won't take 32 minutes to tell you 32 years. But the Norris Bible Baptist Seminary is a special place. We're not for everybody. We understand that. But let me give you some of the strengths of our school. First of all, we preach the whole English Bible. We are King James. We are narrow. How narrow are we? About that narrow right there. We believe in winning people to the Lord. And because of that, we believe in missionaries. And one of the real strengths of the school, I've always said this, is that we're practical. What do I mean by that? We don't bring professors in, if I can use that word, that are up in the ivory tower, wouldn't have a clue what to do in the ministry if you ask them. We bring our pastors who are out of the pulpit, out of their offices, to come in and teach our students. To me, that's one of the greatest pluses. You will get a practical education and not only be taught a body of knowledge from the Word of God and the books of the Bible, but you'll be taught practical things of what's happening out there. And ladies and gentlemen, we're in a battle, and we've got to train men and women. And we do have courses for ladies on Friday. Maybe you've been called to be a pastor's wife. We can fix you up. But we want students who are sold out for God. I don't have time. We don't have time for people just want to come. Just say, well, ho-hum. You need to mean business. I don't think 1 year of Bible college anywhere, but particularly at Norris, would hurt any young person. I graduated from a secular college. I know what they try to teach you. I was a new Christian at that time. And you need a Bible basis for your life. And I want to challenge you. I've got some things out here for you to look at. I got some literature. But I want to say to this church, if there's a mother church in America that has supported the school with your prayer and your finances, and that's thanks to the leadership of Dr. Barber, there's nothing like Worth Baptist Church. And we didn't plan this. Brother Peoples is a product. The missionary that you saw tonight in Australia, Wayne and Lori Langford. I remember when Wayne came to school. Oh my. We cannot make you a preacher or a missionary or a full-time preacher. We cannot make you that. That is done on your face before God. But I'll tell you, we can equip you and give you some tools that will help you become that person God wants you to be. Next Tuesday, 32nd year we start. We didn't just happen overnight. Amen? We'll begin our 32nd year. There's still time to enroll. I'll be back by the table. We have some material there. And if you don't know what you're doing, if you're not sure, let me encourage you to come and give it a try. Would you do that? And I say again, thank you. Oh, one other thing. And by the way, I appreciate good Bible colleges. I appreciate Pensacola Baptist School. appreciate Crown College, another good harvest up here. Good schools. So I read in The Sword years ago, you don't make your candle glow any brighter by blowing somebody else's out. Wouldn't do it. But we can outdo Pensacola in one area. They spoke of the reasonableness of their tuition. Can I tell you what our tuition is? Full-time student, that's four courses or 12 hours or more, it's free. Now, you can't beat free. Not too many free lunches. And that's thanks to the generosity of Brother Richie, who's just been a blessing to us. So all you'd have to pay is registration. And if you can't afford that, I'll see what I can do for you. But you pray about God. And let's say we're not for everybody, but we're for somebody that's sold out and wants to learn the Bible and be a missionary, to be a full-time worker and all of that. So pray for our school. We are doing, and thanks again to some donations from Worth Baptist. We're fixing the building up. We got new furniture. I don't know how to act when I go in there. I even have an office. I know you're impressed with that, aren't you? But you come and see what the Lord's done through people in churches like you. Amen? To do it. Take your Bible, please, tonight. And turn to, it'll be a long porch to get here, but I want you to turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 34. And teenagers, this is kind of for you, but it's for all of us. And the sum of what I give you, I've gleaned over the years working with Bible college students and junior high students. By the way, that's why I'm a little crazy. I work with junior high kids for 30 years. No wonder I'm crazy. Hello, Greg, and yeah, back over there. There you go. To do it. The title of my message is simply character. More specific, Christian character. And I want to challenge you tonight on that subject. Right up front, please understand there's a difference between character and reputation. Reputation is what people think you are. We can fool people, can't we? Character is what God knows you are. 1 Samuel 16:7. Remember the calling of David. It says, "The Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." And so what I'm trying to get across to you is having Christ-like character. Over the years, through reading and that, I've come up with a definition. I'd give it to you, the Webster under the bridge one, but I'm just going to give you mine. Definition of character. You say, well, this is for, no, it's for everybody. First of all, character is doing the right thing. Simple as that. Character is doing the right thing. You know, if people would do the right thing, we'd have a whole lot less problems. We'd get a whole lot more accomplished. I'm going to get in trouble here, but that's news. I'll just call me Donald King second. You know, if these birds out here would do the right thing, we wouldn't have police shooting them. I'm sorry. We're all worried about, we're not worried about the crime and that. We're worried about something else. If I'm prejudiced, I'm sorry. I'm just got to get it off my chest. Doing the right thing. Well, Brother Rigsby, what's the right thing? You've got it in your lap, teenager. And I hope your parents are teaching you some Christian character. By the way, that's your job, parent. Not the school. Christian or otherwise. Not the youth leader. You listen to me? It's our job as parents to teach character and Christian character. Character is doing the right thing. Hang on a minute. Character is doing the right thing in the right way. Do you know you could do a right thing in a wrong way? Ask King David when he moved the ark. It's the right thing to move it, but he didn't do it God's way. Character is doing the right thing in the right way. By the way, Bob Jones Sr. in chapel used to say this about character. Do right! Do right until the stars fall. Character. Doing right. Thing in the right way. Uh-oh, watch this one. At the right time. School, hello, students. I believe you ought to do homework. but don't do it in church. Hmm? You say, well, you're picking on a kid. Well, let me get to adults. By the way, I say open your Bible. I'm just old-fashioned enough. I like to hear the pages move. I could have said open your Kindle and open your phone and do all that. And I wonder what you do with all that electronic equipment. Here he goes again. In church. Doing your store order. Doing whatever you plan for tomorrow. No, no. That's the right thing to do, but do it at the right time. Are you with me? Last part of the word character. With the right attitude. Character is doing the right thing, in the right way, at the right time, with the right attitude. Dr. Barber, you say this, I can work with anybody if they've got a right attitude. My younger son, I don't know why we adults do it. I guess we like to punish kids. One of the jobs we give our kids is taking out the garbage. Man, that'll hum them. Okay, Josh, here's how you do it. You get under the sink, and there's the trash, and you pull the plastic bag out of there, and you tie it up, and you take it out of the garage, and you put it in the garbage can. You got that? Character. Right thing? He did that. He did it for me. Right way? Right time? Boy, did I hear a lot of clanging and hanging, taking the garbage out. I had to talk to him about an attitude. Are you with me? With the right motive. With the right motive. Why do we do what we do? Let's think about character. I remember in 1984, I came down here. We had a breakfast of pastors as we started the fellowship and started the school. I remember waking up in the middle of the night one night, and Now, God didn't speak to me. I didn't have ice cream and all that at night. But I woke up in a kind of a sweat, and I said, Lord, how am I going to please all these preachers? Duh. Pastors, missionaries, you wake up and say, how am I going to... And as if God didn't, with an audible voice, don't think I've got a special... But God gave me the peace to say, you know, if you please me, the rest will take care of itself. Right motive. By the way, thank you for having character to come to a Wednesday night service and you didn't know who was preaching. God bless you for that. Get this one. Character is doing right when you don't feel like it. You ever have your teenager say, I just don't feel like it? Ooh, you'd like, my dad gave me some motivation for that one. But character says you do it. You don't feel like it. I'm picking on Dr. Barr. I don't know if he's going to be here or not tonight. One of the character traits, I'm going to give you a few of them. Punctuality. I didn't know he was such a punctual person until I met him. And if you remember Dr. Barber, for the first few weeks, you used to pick me up over at my sister-in-law's. I made up my mind. I didn't know he was on that punctual kick. And I said, you know what? He's not going to have to come in the driveway and blow the horn. I'm going to be in the driveway with my briefcase. Now, I'm not telling that story to brag on me because I'm going to take you a little further. After a couple of weeks, I said to Dr. Barber, Dr. Barber, would you mind if I got a key to the building and come in a little earlier? And he did one of those worried glasses look at me. He had to pray about that. He finally gave me a key, trustworthy soul that he was. And I got in earlier. But let me tell you something about character. You could time him like a clock. I would get the air on and I have the building. He wouldn't have to mess with that when he came in. I could be sitting there in my little office. That's where the food pantry is now. Whew, that was the day. I wouldn't have to look at the clock. Now, this is a man that had been there 30-some years. Wouldn't have to do it. Could get lazy. Thank God for character. At 6:30, I'd hear that key in the door. Amen for preachers that got character. And I got news for you. He had already been up a couple hours having his devotions, and Mrs. Barber can attest to that. That's character. Right motive. Another thing about character. Character is doing right by reflex. Just automatically do it. My custodians, when I was over them, they didn't like me real well because I walk around. If I see something on the carpet, I pick it up. You say, does that care? Yeah, you do it too. Well, that's the custodian's job. No, it isn't. Pick it up. Do it right. Dick Vermeil, who former football coach, said this: character is more important than talent. What do you think about that? Character is more important than talent. You give me a faithful person, and I'll take him over somebody that's got talent and is not faithful. Never forget when I went to Holland, Michigan to start a Christian school. We, of course, visited the church. Never forget walking in, and boy, the music. It was a little peppier than what we have here. Every time I heard it, I wanted to roller skate. I don't know how to roller skate, but it made me want to roller skate. Man, I saw that guy out there. He could play the organ. Probably just came from the state of Stephen. Well, the next time we came up and visited, I didn't hear that. Didn't hear it. Where's he in? Next time I came, didn't hear that. He never roller skated at all. He had talent. And when he went to his house, I'll give him credit, he didn't hide his cigarette. But we were wondering where he was and why he wasn't faithful. And this is one of the my book, the pastor, five-year-old book. Thank you for your book. He didn't tell me to push the book. I don't get half the sales. He gives them away. And I don't know how many pastors did, but thank you for that book, sir. He didn't learn about your life and family. So he rolled the cigarette, and here's what he said. He said, we just aren't getting fed. You're not what? Not getting fed. I wanted to say to him, stupid, I learned a long time ago, if you want to be fed, you need to be at the table. No character. I like football. I like college football. They recruit boys out of high school. And they get films on the fellas. And this head coach had his assistants around him, and they have film of this big old boy, about 6'6", 350 pounds, offensive lineman. And the film loop showed every time, boy, that ball was snapped, that offensive lineman came over. We call it a pancake block. He knocked that guy right on his back 5-6 times every time the ball was snapped. Boy, the assistant coaches are getting all excited. We got to get that guy. We got to sign that guy. We got to recruit that guy. And the head coach says, that's not who I want. They looked at him kind of funny. He says, I want the man on the other side who kept getting up and be willing to get knocked down again. That's called character, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it's called. Now, 2 Chronicles chapter 34, we're getting there. If I were to ask you teenagers at age 8, could you make a difference in the world? I can say to you, yes, sir, because we have an example in the Bible. We're going to look at it briefly. We're going to look at the New Testament. We'll go to the house. But we're talking about Christian character. Verse 1, chapter 34. Somebody said Josiah is probably, outside of David, the greatest king. It's an estimation. Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign. Mom and dad, it's your job to teach character. Get them early. Teach them. You got a rough way to go if you haven't learned it, but I believe you can learn it from the Word of God. When he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 130 years. And he did that which was, what's the next word, class? Right. Right. Character's doing right. According to the Scripture, right. Look at the next words. In the sight of the pastor. In the sight of my mom and dad. In the sight of the principal. In the sight of my wife or my husband. In the sight of man. No, in the sight of the Lord. He's the one that's looking. On the heart, we read that. And walked in the ways of David his father. Now, the Bible has father, actually David grandfather, not a mistake. He looked for the right model to model after, the right role model. Hey, adults out here, these kids are looking at us. Mom and dad, they're looking at you. Somebody said things are sometimes better caught than taught. And so in God's sight, he did right, walked in the ways of David his father, and declined neither to the right hand nor to the left. Will not take time. Students, you have an assignment. You go home tonight after you have your whatever you eat, and I want you to read chapters 34 and 35, and there's companion verses in 2 Kings. But in his life, a young man, 8 years old, and we see a little later on, he's 16, then he's a little older, we see Christian character. We see obedience. Where do you get that from? If you go over to verse 14, now this is amazing to me, verse 14, chapter 34. And I say, how can this happen? One of the things he was doing is going to repair the temple. And as they were repairing the temple, verse 14, and when they brought out the money that was brought into the house of the Lord, Hilkiah the priest found a book of the law of the Lord given by Moses. How in the world do you lose the Word of God in church? I could take another rabbit trail there, folks. And by the way, you better not take this church and the preaching behind this pulpit. Now, I understand. I appreciate Brother Tyler. I don't take for granted standing behind this or the great men that have preached here and the responsibilities to do it, even though I'm not a called preacher. You haven't figured that out real quick. But he found the Word of God and he had it read to him and he obeyed it. He got on his face because he saw the judgment of God coming, and he obeyed God and he did things. And you read through the marvelous things that he did. And notice he didn't waver. He was diligent. There's another character trait. Diligent in getting to that. Oh, by the way, you old folks. I'm talking teens. Okay, you teens, hush up. Do you remember? It's been a while. When you went to school back in the old days, and you got your report card. Do you remember if it's like in Ohio? And you know, I know we're not the brightest things in Ohio. We write TGIF on our shoes, toes go in first. But anyhow, we were taught something. One side you had your grades. But on the other side there was another part of that grade card that said, I think in the old days it was called citizenship. Citizenship. Which I think we could substitute character. You remember some of the things on the citizenship that he marked on? Finishes what he started. You remember that one? Gets work done on time. Character trait. I saved one report card because I wanted to show it to my kids and I've lost it. That's getting old. I made all A's. Does that impress you? Fourth grade. How come you did that, Brother? I had a pretty teacher. I thought the way to her heart was get good grades, amen. But we, you know, character doesn't count anymore in the schools. And I promise you, if that character side is right, those grade side will be right. Stay with me now. Go to over to verse 27 of chapter 34. I'm just looking at a few character traits of a young man. By the way, he could have used a lot of excuses. He was in a very evil day, very wicked day. And he could cure that. Another character trait that he displayed, verse 27. And this is the Word of God coming to him through the prophetess. Said, because thine heart was tender. Remember what God looks for? And thou didst... What's the next word? Humble thyself before God when thou heardest His words against this place and against the inhabitants thereof, and humblest thyself before me, and didst rend thy clothes and weep before me. I have even heard thee also, saith the Lord. Humility. Humility. I've always said humility is the one character trait when you know you got it, you just lost it. Just have that quality. I don't care where I got, what position God takes you to, guys. Humility is recognizing that God and others has been responsible for where we're at. Can I help you with that? Discernment. He had discernment, humility. An 8-year-old, a 16-year-old, young people, it can be done. Let me challenge you, wherever you go to Bible college, wherever you go to school, we need Christians. Pastor talked about salt and light the last weeks. We need good, godly people to do it and have discernment and have all these character traits to do it. Now, take your Bible and turn to Hebrews. We go into the New Testament. I made it clear, hopefully, at the beginning, I talked to you about Christian character. I have 3 pages of character traits. Got it from Bill Gothard. I don't know what you know about Bill Gothard or what your opinion is, but I'm going to tell you something. He had some insight as to character. And I tell you, it's Christian character. And what I'm trying to say to you, and I get close here, is that every character trait we talk about, young person, church member, Christ is the epitome of it. It's Christian character. Amen? And so if that's the case, let's read a little portion of Scripture and just see some Christian character by Christ. And by the way, I've learned Jesus never expect me to do anything more than He was willing to do. Amen? Verse 1, chapter 12. We understand chapter 12 follows chapter 11. Isn't that brilliant? We understand what chapter 11 is, the great faith chapter. It talks about all the great men of God, of faith. And then later on it says, verse 36, and others. I'd like to be one of those others. Amen. But he gets to verse 1 and because of that wherefore conjunction. Seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. What a challenge, Christian. Hey, there's people watching us. There's people cheering us on. Sometimes I think we forget that. But go to verse 2. I want you to see some Christ-like character and thank God for it. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Is there a character trait in there, Brother Richard? Initiative. Aren't you glad in the fullness of time God already had the Lamb? Genesis 22, we understand that. Character initiative. I say teenagers, find something to do. On the job, find something to do. If you're a union member, forgive me, but I'm telling you, a union member made people lazy. Well, I can't do that. No, let's do what we're supposed to do. Initiative. I'm glad God knew what was going to happen. He provided a Lamb for us. Knowing that in 1965, Brother Richmond would get saved in a fundamental church preaching the Word of God just like this. Author and finish of our faith, watch it. Who for the, what's the next word? Joy. Joy. I've had trouble with that for a while. And the light finally came on. Why in the world was a joy for Jesus? By the way, that's a great character trait. Paul was in prison, and you read Philippians, the book of joy, some 22 times the word joy in the form of it's joy, and he was in prison. He had that character trait of inward exaltation to the Lord. Why was it joy to the Lord? Because he saw past the cross, and he saw you and me and everybody that gets saved because of his sacrifice. Initiative. Joy. Notice the next one. That was set before him. Aren't you glad the cup didn't pass? Aren't you glad? Jesus said it wasn't worth it. Would have said it wasn't worth it. I saw a billboard. I don't like a lot of billboards, but I like this. When he was on the cross, we were on his mind. Amen? But watch it. Who for the joy that was set before him, endured. Endured. Character trait of endurance. These men out here are encouragements to me because they're still there. When the smoke clears, there you sit, Brother Patterson, or stand, or working. Brother Bill, Pastor Barber. You younger folks and us, you are challenged because they've endured. You endure hardness. Bible says in your hardness as a good soldier of Christ and Jesus, the character trait of enduring the cross. I simply say to you tonight, we need some people with character. How's your character tonight? Reliability. Let me give you another one. I've worked 15 years as an associate. And I'm telling you, I could not have done whatever my job was. I'm still trying to figure it out without good people who say, Brother Risby, we'll help you. She knows who I'm pointing at. What's reliability? Consenting to do what I said to do, even if it takes a lot of sacrifice to get it done. Brother Patterson, thank you for doing something for me today. When I hung up, I didn't worry about it anymore because I knew you were going to get it done. Thank you for being an illustration in my lessons. How's your character? And I think if our parents didn't give it to us, the Word of God will. Let's stand, please, to your feet. And as we do, hard to give an invitation maybe with a message, but I'll just simply say this. Maybe there's some areas of your life. Oh, I didn't touch the hem of the garment on character traits. I mentioned punctuality and counting on people and getting it done. Used to be we'd shake hands, ladies and gentlemen, on an agreement. Now we have 60 pages of hoping that we don't catch one another in a lie. We have prenuptial agreements. What kind of character is that? That's a real trustworthy thing. But tonight, with your heads bowed, maybe you just need to come and do transaction with the Lord on, help me with some character issues, Lord. I know about everybody here, but I'm not going to take for granted that everybody's saved. Maybe you walked in not knowing Christ. What's salvation, Brother Risby? I sometimes say it's as easy as ABC. A, accept the fact that you're a sinner. Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. B, believe that God has a gift for you. For the wages of sin is death. That means separation from God, physically and spiritually. But that verse doesn't stop there. But the gift of God is eternal life. Is a gift for you, eternal life. And that's through a person, Jesus Christ, who said, I am the way, not a way. The way, the truth, and the life. See, how do I accept that gift? Bible says, for whosoever. By the way, we are a whosoever school at Norris Bible Baptist Seminary. We believe Christ died for everybody. Red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in His sight. See, call for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, might be, could be, the Bible says, shall be saved. If you walked in today, the beginning of your Christian character is accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and the Holy Spirit. Start building that character to do it. As we sing a hymn of the invitation of God spoken to you, you do what you need to do.